Welcome to Don't Be Scared, the podcast, where we help you navigate the sometimes scary world of science careers. I'm the host, Dr. J. Nice to meet y'all. Let's get started on today's episode. In this week's episode, I'm going to answer a couple of questions that I've received. All right, y'all. So what's up? Welcome back to the Don't Be Scared podcast. I'm your host, Dr. J, once again. And today in this segment, this is our question and answer segment. So I go around asking questions. If any students or if anybody has any questions for me, I like to just put it on a podcast, answer it just to give value back to them. But anybody else who might need some advice about something. So here's the first question. What are some good ways to network and build connections in the science industry? So a couple different things here when it comes to networking. Networking or really like building any type of connection with somebody is important in any career. I would say that in any career, not only just the science industry, but in any career, networking and having those relationships, those connections with people are very important. All right. Now, some ways that you can network or build those connections in your industry is to go to events. If you have a specific conference that every single person like you is going to be at, and every single person that is over you going to be at, you should probably think about going to that conference or event. One reason why is because, right, that is networking at its finest, right? You never know who you are going to meet at those different conferences. But here's the key thing that you need to realize. If you're not at that conference, you don't even have a chance of meeting that person, all right? Key thing, you got to set yourself up to meet that opportunity. All right, if you're not setting yourself up, you're never going to get that opportunity. Next thing I would say is you should think about joining the professional organization. So in this case, I remember joining an organization. I love this organization. Shout out to Nobuche. It was a national organization for Black chemists and engineers. And in that organization, I met so many people that are still my friends today, as well as different people that helped me set up to where I need to go for the future as well. So think about the professional organizations in your industry. Tap into those organizations because most likely you're going to meet people that are trying to get to where you're going to go. You're meeting people that are already at where you need to go. And then you're meeting people that you never even thought of going, but they can help you get to that position you need to go. And then this is for my science people. I would also say, of course, participating in research projects that lead to publishing papers. That's always a good thing to do. If you are trying to just network, you publish a paper, somebody sees that paper, and then they're reaching out to you about that particular subject that you are expert in. This could be for a variety of different reasons, but the key thing I would want to focus on is just publish. If that's publishing papers or just publishing whatever you are using, right? But the key thing is that you got to tell people about what you're doing. And then this is the last thing is just be open to reach out. I would probably say with networking, especially for if you haven't thought about this, like in my example, I would think about like even using different platforms. LinkedIn, I think, is a great platform that is really great to network with. I've been blessed to have conversations on LinkedIn where some people who literally just reached out to me and then they just wanted to see what I was about. We get to talking and then they're giving me tidbits, some gems that I can think about using going forward. And then I'm giving them tidbits and gems that I think could be beneficial for them. Think about those different ways, different platforms that you can use to really network. Because at the end of the day, networking is all about having those relationships, right? Because if you network with one person, that one person probably going to know five people. And then those five people, right, just like with LinkedIn, we're like 2 degrees away from each other, right? So that could lead to something else, right? So it's all about your network, because that one person could lead to the person that you need to get to, right? But the key thing here is that you got to be willing to take that action step to actually reach out to that person, right? So that when you are networking with these people, you're being genuine and curious about who they are, and then see how, right, you can help them and how they can help you. It can be beneficial all at the same time. Question two that I've gotten from somebody is that, how do I overcome obstacles and setbacks in my career? So let me tell y'all, like, obstacles is something that you're going to go through all the time. This is just part of life. You know, you're going to have your highs, your lows, your ups, your downs, your trials, you know what I'm saying? All that type of stuff. You're going to always have that. And that's not going to change with life, you know, with your career, especially in science. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're in the sciences, stuff will go wrong. But to me, it's all about as far as how you are able to grow from that stuff going wrong, right? How are you reacting to this situation? When you do fail, right? You know, there's so many people that have failed so many times, but how they reacted to that failure is why we know them today. So when we're thinking about, like, in your career, the sciences, a couple different things I'll probably tell y'all to do. One thing is to reach out to a mentor or advisor to get guidance, right? If you have that mentor or that person in your life that's already been through it, they can already tell you some things as far as some obstacles you can try to look out for, right? So that you can completely avoid it. And if you avoid those obstacles, what happens? You are going to get faster to your goal compared to if you were supposed to take that obstacle head on, right? Another thing is, and key thing here is, like, you got to have the right mindset. You got to be positive. You got to be positive. You got to be ongoing, right? If you hit a failure, you don't want that just to stop you, right? Because let me tell you, you're going to hit failures, and you're going to hit failures over and over and over again. But it's about how you, right, react to that failure. And then also remember to have your goals, right? If you know you got a long-term goal, right? If you know, for instance, like, let me say, if you know that, for instance, let me give an example going back to my grad school days. I know that I had a long-term goal of getting my PhD, and I went through many failures to get to that point. For example, with my experiment, I remember doing a specific experiment every single day. Once a day, to be honest, I started doing them twice a day. And each and every time, I did not get to my goal, right? I was constantly failing over and over and over and over again. Till ultimately, that led me to a breakthrough, right, with that goal. And that breakthrough ultimately helped me get to my ultimate long-term goal of getting my PhD. But the key thing is that, man, you got to go through those obstacles. It's part of life. And it's okay. You know what I'm saying? You will have failures. Everybody has failures. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has failures. I'm trying to think of a person who did not have failures, like, literally. But you have to get through those. Now, of course, there are some things that can be helpful for you during these failures. Remember to take breaks. Remember to have self-care, right? And then also, of course, how that foundation, that support in your life, that's going to help you get through these failures, right? Because one thing that you're going to realize is that through these failures, it's great to have a team around you, right? To help pick you up when you're feeling low. So that team can definitely help you pick you up. And then, of course, don't be scared to seek out resources or anything like that to help you with these obstacles. Because everybody goes through failures, you know what I'm saying? Let me give y'all a quick story of one of my favorite athletes, LeBron James. You know, LeBron, if you follow the NBA, if you follow basketball, you know that this guy is one of the best basketball players ever to live. And I just love his story because LeBron went through failures in his NBA career. One thing I just want to focus on with LeBron is that, imagine this. You are drafted to your hometown team, you know, where you are born and raised. You get there, you can't get it done. You know what I'm saying? He was not able to get it done, get the championship. That was a failure, ultimately. Unfortunately, he had to leave, and he went to Miami Heat, of course, where he goes on to win multiple championships, NBA, Finals, MVP, all that type of stuff. Accolades galore, right? However, he realized, right, that this failure was something that when he was thinking about his long-term goals, he had to go back to one of his original goals. So he went back to Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? And not only did he go back to Cleveland, but he had failures even when he got back to Cleveland. But what happens? He continued to go on, right? So even during those failures during the season, because you can only imagine seeing a 73-9 team during a regular season, those Golden State Warriors was scary. You know what I'm saying? And they had lost to them previously in the season. But when they ultimately got to the finals, what happens? Well, we all know the story. They make a crazy comeback and they win the ship that year. That is key, right? You're going to have failures in your life, but you got to keep going, right? Because those failures will and can lead to success. Every champion has a failure story, okay? Once again, every champion has a failure story, okay? We just don't see those failure stories. We just see the championship part. But just understand that you got to overcome those obstacles and the setbacks to get to your ultimate goal. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Scared. We hope you found this discussion valuable, helpful, and informative. You can reach us through our website, social media, or by leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. 5 stars, y'all. And don't forget to check out our resources and services at Don't Be Scared, where we help organizations and individuals engage with science and pursue their dreams in the field.